Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike Johnson. I'm hanging out with Squid Billy and Miss Allie Mack out here live from Flowery Branch for Atlanta Falcons training camp. I don't get the same anxiety that I used to when I was rolling here, getting ready to suit up in the pads. But nonetheless, I'm anxious about the Falcons season and what we're going to see out on the field. We get our first taste of that today as the guys in red and black will hit the field and get to see some of these guys out here in uniform for the first time. The line is building, guys. I don't know if you guys have peeked up the hill, but we are well over 100 people, probably more in the 150 range of people in line to get in here now.
I want someone on this show to look at the line and how long it is and now tell me why my sound advice that I gave yesterday to the early getters here.
Could we just give a little context on this? We happened to notice that the line was building, and Bo goes, well, yeah, I told everyone yesterday.
Get here early.
and this started Allie taking shots at me all day because I'm a veteran. I mean, you know, right. This ain't my first go, all right? I ain't some rook. I'm a veteran.
404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. I want to hear from you guys, and you can sound off. We did mention earlier that we're going to have Drake London after practice today and have that conversation with him. I would like to hear from people. What do you want to hear from Drake London? And also, who would you like us to talk to throughout the rest of training camp? Who are you most excited to kind of get in – not in touch with, but just – to hear further from about what their role is this year with the Atlanta Falcons and how excited you are. Also, call in if you're headed up today. We'd love to hear from you. Love to chat with you during practice at some point or before practice as Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be out here for the entirety of the day. And then you'll see Dukes and Bell, obviously, at the Taj Mahooters down there near the Mall of Georgia. We do have a couple of people on the line, and I'm pretty sure, Dylon, that our buddy Minty, who's over in Snellville, is a member of the Mafia. Minty, welcome back, my friend. Rise up.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
Good morning to all our haters. Clean Nation, you know who you are. Every now and then, Allie Mac, you got to take a verbal kidney punch to some of the haters so it keeps Squid Billy and his people in line.
100%. 100%.
Anyhow.
I mean, I'm living rent-free in your head, Minty. Rent-free.
Y'all remember some years ago when those two guys ran up on Pac-Man Jones in the airport and he drug them?
Remember that? I do.
And you kind of could get the difference between the average Joe and a pro athlete.
Yep.
After Mike Johnson went down that schedule, I pulled the truck over because I pulled the hamstring. Okay? That is absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
That is a brutal thing to have to go to. And, you know, oftentimes we wonder if the pro athletes or the people we're rooting for really want it that bad.
Yeah.
That is top tier, next level stuff. Cause
yeah, man.
If you think I'm going to do that, my heart might beat out of my chest, dude.
It really is. Yeah, thanks, Minty. Appreciate the phone call. And that's, you know, look, I do – let me make sure I'm calculating the way I say this. I do miss football. I do miss playing football. But anybody who says they miss training camp as a football player is straight up lying to you.
Really?
Like, straight up lying to you.
Or they like pain in many areas of their life.
Well, and here's what's funny. And I think I've told you this before, Bo, that, like, when I first had a newborn, our son didn't sleep. And I remember distinctly thinking, yeah, but this ain't as bad as training camp. Like, I
really?
Was straight up for hours of a screaming baby in the middle of the night, and I'd be like, yeah, but this ain't as bad as training camp. If I can get through that, I can get through anything.
Can you give us kind of a breakdown, like compare and contrast training camp days versus regular season?
Regular season is much more businesslike. I just compare it kind of – it's an earlier start, but I would say it's more along the lines of a normal job where 5 or 6 o'clock you can look at kind of getting home. You're obviously going to stay late and watch film at times. You'll get – you know, different positions, get there early. If you have an injury, you'll get – you know, get treatment a little bit earlier. But, yeah, I would say along the lines of 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Something like that on a normal day. Like I said, just depending on what kind of work you want to put in. And it's also the day of the week. You're going to get Monday and or Tuesday off many of the weeks. You know, you hear the coaches all the time, see you Wednesday. Wednesday will be a long day. Thursday will be a long day. Friday is kind of, call it fast Friday. It's over really quick. And then Saturday, obviously, a travel day or a very, very light day in the beginning. So it's just not as extensive throughout the week as these guys are dealing with right now. Right now, that schedule I just listed off, that's 6 days on for a lot of football teams.
I feel like practice during the week and the regular during the regular season is you're trying to keep guys healthy while getting them in sync and up to date on everything you want to do and like on the same frequency.
Yeah.
I feel like training camp is you're trying to break people. you're trying to break players because you're trying to and again I never coached a training camp, but it's you're trying to take them down, break them down to nothing, and rebuild them into the team that you want them to be as far as, you know, the physical stuff, right? Yeah, maybe I'm wrong on that.
And I think what you're talking about is one of the biggest differences between college football training camps and the NFL training camp. I think that 100% happens in college.
Yeah.
When Nick Saban took over Alabama, it was like, how many people can I get to quit in the next month? Like, I mean, I distinctly remember, like I said, 110 degree heat indexes, and it was like, how many people can I get to quit or transfer or leave this program? Like, I got an 85 scholarship limit. I need some of these people to leave because I'm bringing in some Jessies the next couple of years. And that's just not as much what you deal with in the NFL. A lot of the NFL is like, okay, how far do I need to push this guy to where I make sure he's in the best shape to be able to go do what he needs to do? There's guys like Tony Gonzalez, and I'm going to laugh when I say this, but I don't mean to, Asante Samuel, that, you know, as a veteran would come in and just be like, I kind of am what I am at this point. You're not going to break me. I'm probably not going to kill myself the way I would have 10 years ago in the weight room, and it kind of is what it is.
Every time I hear that name, Asante Samuel, I think of
not the junior either.
Yeah. The OG, I think of coming home from Philly after the 2012 game against the Eagles. And Hurricane Sandy is coming in. We take off quick. And, Allie, there was a suit. Mike was on that plane. There was a suit and tie dress code. Like, everyone had to be in a suit and tie. And I look. We were set. We sat near the players back then. And I look behind me because I was towards the front of the last section. And there's Asante and a wife beater. A tank top.
Tank top, yeah.
Probably can't say that on the air. Dylan might want to get rid of that. But a tank top and, like, sweatpants.
Yeah.
And he's, like, dancing. And everybody else is, like, in a suit and tie. And I'm just like, yeah man, like, you just do whatever you want. But that's guess what? Funny. When you got to pick six in the Super Bowl, you can do whatever the hell you want. That's just who he was. And it was good for the team, though, I thought.
It was a lot of time. He was so good for team morale. I won't go too deep into this, but there was definitely one or two times where I'd be walking across. I talked about kind of walking across the field after meetings at 10 o'clock at night, walking back towards the dorms. And you'd be like, man, does anybody smell a Black and Mild? And he's like, you know, you'd hear – a guy like that kind of be like, hey, man, what's up? You know, from the other side of like a bush, like a row of hedges. And you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's interesting.
He was awesome.
Unique fella.
You know, he's the kind of guy, though. And I think he's different than a Tyreek Hill type of personality.
Sure.
Because Asante Samuel was never like, I felt hateful or, you know, causing issues in the locker room. He just did his own thing.
Yeah.
And that was really good for a team that had veteran leadership and on the cusp of something. But when a younger team, you would probably move a guy like that on because that vibe doesn't necessarily flow.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns about Atlanta Falcons training camp, we are live out here at Flower Branch. Let's go to Dan over in Alpharetta. Dan, what's going on, man? What you got going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
my question, I don't know if it's going to be long or not, but I want to know about the undrafted people, the rookies, and the other players that have always been on the team. Do you have to have a contract to be in training camp, or can you, let's say you're undrafted and they ask you to come up and play, can you play without a contract? And then if you get cut, when do you lose your money, or when do you not get your money? When does that happen?
It's a good question. I appreciate the phone call, Dan. So the way this kind of works is everybody's under contract. You would never have any – from both sides, just legally, lawfully, liability-wise,
right.
You would never have anybody here that's not under contract. It can be cut off at any time by the NFL team. Like, it is a one-way contract. It is not binding both ways. Once they cut you, you are no longer employed by the team. You no longer have the benefits of the team, and your door code has already been cut off. The second thing I will say is what most people don't realize is throughout the offseason, there is a per diem for players. Like, not part of your contract. There is a per diem. Now, I can't remember what it was when we were in training camp. It's the same way, actually, when you get to the playoffs, which is – ridiculous when you think about it. A guy like Tony Gonzalez make $1 million in week 17, and you get to the playoffs and you make $10K in week one of the playoffs, which is crazy. But I think it was something like per week for us, $2,000 during training camp. It's not part of your contract. It's just a part of, hey, did you show up to OTAs? Did you show up to mini camp? Did you show up to training camp? I think the OTA per diem, if you got like three practices in per week or whatever it might have been, $1,500, something along those lines. Not a massive amount of money. I don't mean that to sound kind of disconnected to what, you know, a normal job is, because I have one now. But at the time, you're like, oh, $1,500. You know, it's not what you're going to get on a weekly basis. But, yeah, I mean, so that's kind of how it works, is you get a per diem during training camp. Only if you make the roster and get to week one are you due the bonuses and the weekly paychecks that you hear about for NFL players and the contracts they sign on the dotted line. The vast majority, and I'm talking about roster spots, what do you think, both 35 through 90 right now, are all signed to league minimum deals. So depending on when, you know, what part of the tenure you're in. Are you in year five, you're in year six, are you a rookie? A lot of those UDFAs. Now, a guy like a Kobe Bryant, who is a UDFA, they might get bigger signing bonuses to actually come here and sign on the dotted line. I think they actually did. I think we had two guys, the Nash kid as well, that signed for bigger signing bonuses than most. But they're all going to get the same actual salary if they're able to make the team.
And that's only because you're competing with other teams.
Correct.
To get them in here. That's, you know, there's like, you know, a handful of guys out there that really could have been drafted, but they weren't. And a lot of teams, if they had another draft pick, maybe would have taken them. And they'll compete for a guy like a Nash or a Kobe Bryant, and that's why their bonuses are bigger.
Just to be clear as well, most guys do not want to be drafted in the seventh round. And you say, well, why wouldn't you want to be drafted? Because if you get to free agency and you're Kobe Bryant, you can select your destination. You can select the best team for yourself. You can select somewhere that you want to be and that you feel like is a good opportunity. If you're drafted in the seventh round, your outlook might be the same, but you're not going to as good of a situation, so it's unfortunate.
Unless you just really want to say you got drafted.
Yeah. Exactly.
Before we close out Wake Up Call, I do want to mention that Dave Arnold said he is here at training camp. He is in line, and yes, it
is
long, but he said, yes, people are excited again this season. And Mr. Yo did say, if we can, he wants us to interview Kobe Bryant, as you were just mentioning.
There you go.
So we will do our best, Mr. Yo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, Dave Archer is going to join us to talk all things Falcons and training camp related. That is next with The Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.